Welcome to Divorce Counsel with attorney Pamela Edwards Swift, a weekly program offering sound counsel for those contemplating or facing a divorce. Divorce Counsel is sponsored by the Law Office of Edwards Swift & Associates. Pamela is a certified family law specialist through the State Bar of California, Board of Legal Specialization. Edwards Swift & Associates is Inland Empire based and practices family law exclusively. Now, here's this week's program.
Today, the family faces greater stress than perhaps at any time since the Great Depression, and one of the consequences of the present economic situation is, well, an increase in family strife and many times divorce. Well, if you or someone you know is either contemplating or facing a divorce, well, you tuned into the right program. I want you to stay tuned as Divorce Counsel with attorney Pam Swift offers insight and answers. Hi, folks. Welcome to another edition of Divorce Counsel with attorney Pam Swift. I'm your co-host, Brian Horning. And with me, as always, in studio is my good friend, the president of the Law Office of Edwards Swift & Associates, Pamela Swift. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Brian.
How are you today?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Okay. Well, we have tackled a lot of interesting subjects in the programs that we've done. We've talked about the different kinds of divorce that are available, which is an eye-opener to a lot of people, certainly was to me. Most people have no idea. I mean, you kind of think of Perry Mason in the courtroom, and yeah, that's primarily it. But that's not the only way that it goes today. There are things like mediation and collaboration, and we've spent some time talking about those. What I thought would be kind of interesting today would be let's talk about the most common questions that a family law attorney specialist gets.
I think that's a great idea. And I just want to, before we get into that, just say something about people even coming into my office to begin with. It's mm-hmm. so tough for people to do. And they come in and they don't know what questions to ask. They don't know what to expect. They have no clue.
You were an attorney. Did you have a divorce while you were an attorney, or was it before?
No, it was before.
So you know from a personal experience.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You just don't know. And you hear things. You hear other people that have gotten a divorce, and you hear their horror stories, mm-hmm. or you hear their opinions on the way they think the divorce system is.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't going to start with this one question, but it just comes to mind when I'm thinking about it. People assume that the children, if they're 13, 14 years old, get to decide where they're going to live.
Mm-hmm.
That
would be my assumption.
That is not true.
Hmm.
Not true. One thing to know is that the court will take into consideration if you have a child who is of a maturity level, that they can think about things with reason. They're more mm-hmm. reasonable. It's mm-hmm. not emotional, but more reasonable with their wanting to go with one parent or another. The court will take their wishes into consideration, but it is not a deciding factor. I think it was something that I always thought. I always thought that, gosh, a kid's 13, 14, that's it. They decide. They want to go live with mom. They want to go live with dad. That's what they're going to do. But that's not the case.
Funny story. I've been blessed to be married for 38 years.
That's wonderful.
It really is, and it's through the grace of God and a very gracious wife, I guarantee you. But at one point, and this came out of the blue, with all of the divorces that were going on, one of my sons came to my wife and said, "Mom, if you guys got a divorce, where would I go?" And she said, "Well, it's not going to happen." He said, "Well, you know, I'd kind of want to go with Dad because he'd be lonely, but he couldn't take care of us." You know, it was just too much to put on a kid.
Right.
You know?
Oh, could you imagine?
Well, yeah, I didn't even want him thinking in those terms.
In the kids, they want, and I'll have somebody come into my office, it's either mom or dad, that maybe the other parties had custody of the kids for a while. And the children have said to them, to this parent, "I want to come live with you, Daddy. I want to come live with you, Mommy."
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's absolutely true. They mm-hmm. do want to live with that other parent.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean they want to leave the situation they're in.
Right.
So it's really tough on these kids because their fantasy is going to be always that their parents are still together.
Absolutely. I come from a broken home, and even as an adult, I wanted reconciliation for my parents.
Sure. That's the ultimate goal of, that these kids have.
Yeah.
And they want to live in both parents' home. They don't want to be going back and forth.
Yeah.
And they really do want to live with mom, and they really do want to live with dad. And
mm-hmm.
and no matter this, you know, the couple dividing and leaving one another, the kids don't want to do that.
So what you're saying, though, is that it's not going to be something that's going to be left to the child. It's going to be for the court to decide if we're doing litigation.
Correct. And I've got, let me give an example. This happened a long time ago, a case that I had that the child decided, I think he was 15, 16 years old, and he decided, I'm going to go live with dad.
Mm-hmm.
And dad was 100% on board. He wanted this child, not because he wanted the child, at least from my client's perspective, it was because then he wouldn't have to pay child support. So, which that's another misnomer,
sure.
and we'll go over that another time. But anyway, he really didn't want the child, but the child wanted to be there because guess what? At dad's house, there weren't any rules.
Right.
He got to go out. He got to stay
party.
Out. Heck yeah. It was fun at dad's
mm-hmm.
house.
Mm-hmm.
And mom was a little bit more of a disciplinarian.
Yeah.
So we, believe it or not, we had a court trial on the issue, but we prevailed in terms of the child stayed with mom. Even mm-hmm. though he wanted so badly to go live with his dad, it just didn't happen.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. And because it was not in his best interest.
Right.
That's what the court's going to look at.
Right.
If it goes to a court situation, but in this type of situation, it's going to go to court. The court's going to look at what's in the best interest of the children.
Now, let me just bring it up, though. If it was mediation or collaboration, would it have wound up the same way? Or do you think that would not have been a good case for mediation or for collaboration?
That particular case probably would not have gone into the mediation or
okay.
collaboration arena only because of the parties were too polarized.
It was adverse.
Yeah, and you had one parent. I mean, if you can kind of get an idea of what the household was like
mm-hmm.
when I tell you that the child was allowed to roam the streets
yeah.
till all hours of the night.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with someone, one of the parents is just... very difficult person to deal
okay.
with. It's not going to happen.
Then the litigation is
unfortunately.
The best bet. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Well, this first section already is over, and I want to make sure I give out the phone number if you've got questions. Pam and her staff are certainly willing to answer them. The number is 909-606-0101. That's 909-606-0101. When we come back, we're going to be taking a look at some other of the most important questions that Pam receives. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. One of the most devastating events in life is being served with court papers on family issues. You're like a deer in headlights, mentally devastated, have a wide variety of questions, and feel all alone. If you or someone you know has been served with divorce papers, the law offices of Edward Swift & Associates are available with help and with answers. Here's attorney Pam Swift.
Being served with court papers can be devastating, very frightening, and extremely complicated. You'll find that when you call my office that we are very caring, compassionate, and we will do our best to answer all of your questions. We practice family law in the Inland Empire and are very familiar with the family court system. I'm a certified family law specialist, certified by the State Bar of California, Board of Legal Specialization. My office will be your advocate. We will make certain that we protect your rights and those of your children. You do not have to face the court situation on your own.
Call the law office of Edward Swift & Associates today at 909-606-0101. That's 909-606-0101. And be sure to listen to Divorce Counsel every Saturday at 1 p.m. here on 590 KTIE. Welcome back to Divorce Counsel with attorney Pamela Swift. I'm Brian Horney, your co-host here with Pam, the president of the law office of Edward Swift & Associates. And Pam, your firm is an exclusive family law firm.
Absolutely.
Nothing else.
We don't do anything else.
Right. Okay.
It's just family law.
So if you're not dealing with a family law issue, Pam is not going to answer your questions.
Well, you don't want me answering your questions.
Right.
Let's
yeah.
put it that way.
Well, that's an important thing to say.
And it goes with what we talked about one other time. I can practice any type of law in California. I'm licensed to practice law in the state of California, which means any area of the law I can venture into
mm-hmm.
Within the state of California. that doesn't mean you're going to, you know, you're not going to want to hire me to do a murder trial, or
right.
you're not going to want to hire me to, for some civil litigation matter,
right.
even though, by the way, I do have civil litigation experience. We could go that route, but I've devoted the last, approximately 12 years exclusively to family law. That's,
mm-hmm.
and there's so much to know and there's so much to learn. Even attorneys think, oh, family law, how that's an easy thing to do. It is not easy. And the law changes constantly, so
mm-hmm.
you need to know, you need to stay up on things.
And as a specialist, you're required to take a lot of extra courses that someone who is a non-specialist would not be required to take.
Absolutely. As attorneys, we have to take continuing education courses, but as a specialist, we have to go up and above that. And there's certain classes. There may be a class on family law, continuing education class on family law, but it may not qualify for the specialist designation.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. I have to constantly take classes.
Kind of an important thing to throw in here, and that is that the fact that you are a specialist in many cases means that a person may think they're paying more, but actually wind up paying less, because the fact that you know your way around, you wind up avoiding things that otherwise would be costing money.
Well, it costs money if you have an attorney who isn't really familiar with family law, or even if they are familiar with family law, but they don't know the correct avenues to utilize, the correct tools to utilize.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find that you're going to be spending more money where you shouldn't be spending that money. An example, I was in court one day. The attorney just happens to practice family law in addition to, I think she does education law and criminal law and probably about three or four things.
Mm-hmm.
She was in family law court. She was with a client who did not speak English. And she was doing the interpreting for this client, which I don't think is a good idea, but that's what was happening. And the judge publicly chastised her, telling her, you brought the wrong motion. I don't know why you're wasting my time and your client's money coming to court on this issue. The client didn't have a clue because she didn't speak English.
Mm.
She didn't know that the judge had publicly chastised her attorney. And I'm certain that her attorney, unfortunately, I could hear them as they were leaving, and I don't know a lot of Spanish, but I can understand it, some of it. She wasn't telling the client what the judge had said.
Mm-hmm.
So here's someone who paid an attorney. They think they're paying an attorney money to help them out, and instead this attorney was costing her money and getting nowhere.
Yeah.
I talked about, and maybe I haven't talked about, but I believe I talked about a case that I was involved in with regard to a client wanting to move her child to another state. And she had come to my office, felt she couldn't afford me, went somewhere else. The attorney that she'd hired, she was just spinning her wheels. Nothing was getting accomplished. And she was doing things that was not moving the case along.
Mm.
She got tired of it, got tired of spinning the wheels, came back to my office, and we were able to make progress. And in fact, she did obtain the orders that allowed her to move with the child. But it took probably about 6 months longer than it would have.
Right.
Because
right.
had she come to me in the first place, we would have been done 6 months earlier, but she spent 6 months with the other attorney.
Right.
And then came to my office. And we could have moved it through the system much faster than what the other attorney did.
We've spent time today talking about some of the most common questions that you receive. And we looked at one where, the question was, if the child is over 13, do they get to decide where they go? And we answered that one. What's another common one?
Another one with regard to spousal support, which a lot of people call alimony. That it's assumed that support will only go for half the length of the marriage. And that's not necessarily true. So in other words, if you were married 10 years, support would only go for 5 years.
Okay.
Let me tell you what the difference is. If you have a short-term marriage, a marriage under 10 years, then as a general rule, if the judge makes an order with regard to support, it will be for half the length of the marriage. So if you're married 7 years, you're looking at about 3.5 years of support.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of factors that go in there, but that's just one of the factors, and that would limit the amount of time of support. But if you are if you've been in a long-term marriage, a marriage of 10 years or more, that that doesn't apply. The half the length of the marriage standard does not apply.
Hmm.
And so support goes until the language, the statutory language is death of either party, remarriage of the supported spouse, further order of the court. And that's, it can go on, you know,
real,
much longer. It
yeah.
absolutely can. So
yeah.
this half the length of the marriage, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that being said, the party that's being supported and has a duty to become self-supporting. And, in fact, the court will tell the person, you need to become self-supporting. You cannot expect to be supported by your former spouse for the rest of your life. You need to do something about it. That doesn't mean, we actually call that a Gavron warning. As you'll hear sometimes hear that term, the Gavron warning. That doesn't mean that the party has to become
right.
Supported to the level that
right.
they have been used to.
Yeah, but something.
They need to make an effort.
Sure.
Yeah, even if it's flipping burgers at In-N-Out, you need to do something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's a complicated subject when you take something that God intended to stay permanent, the two become one, and now you separate it, now you split it. And the ramifications are always going to be painful.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're meant to stay together, I think, even though it's
yeah,
tough.
That's true. We're talking to folks that are being served who really don't want a divorce, and we're also talking to folks who, for whatever reason, are saying, you know what, I've tried everything, it's time. I got to do this.
Absolutely.
And you work on both sides of that.
Well, of course,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Well, folks, we're going to be taking another break here. Let me give the phone number again. It's 909-606-0101. Again, 909-606-0101. And you can reach Pam and her staff. They'll be happy to answer your questions. And stay tuned. We'll be back with another chapter in our program today. You're listening to Divorce Counsel with Attorney Pam Swift. You've tried. You really have. You've done everything you can to work it out, but nothing's worked, and you're left with one conclusion. Divorce is your only answer. If you or someone you know are filing for divorce, the law offices of Edward Swift & Associates are available with help and with options. Here's Attorney Pam Swift.
Family law today is different from what it has been in the past. Divorce options today include litigation, mediation, and collaboration. If divorce seems inevitable for you and your family, please turn to my office. We practice family law exclusively. I am a certified family law specialist certified by the State Bar of California Board of Legal Specialization. My office will be your advocates and see that the rights of you and your children are protected.
Call the law offices of Edward Swift & Associates today at 909-606-0101. That's 909-606-0101. And be sure to listen to Divorce Counsel every Saturday at 1 p.m. here on 590 KTIE. Welcome back to Divorce Counsel with Attorney Pamela Swift. I'm Brian Horning, and I'm your co-host here with Pam, the president of the law offices of Edward Swift & Associates. Well, Pam, today we've been talking about some of the most common questions that you receive. And when I had asked you for this, you sent me this page that was pretty, it was a lot of stuff on it.
There's a lot of questions. A lot.
Yeah. So it's hard to single those out. But again, let's go for what's another one of the most common ones?
Probably the first question that I'm asked as a general rule is, how long will it take?
Mm.
And here's where you're whether you're talking about litigation, mediation, collaboration is going to make a difference.
Right.
But we'll start with, the earliest you can be divorced is 6 months and 1 day from the date the court acquires jurisdiction of the party being served. And so that could be by service itself. So today, you know, is a date in April. You know, if it was today's date,
16th.
What is it, the 16th?
Yes.
Today's April 16th when we're recording this. If someone is served with the paperwork today, the very earliest they could be divorced would be October 17th, assuming that's...
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. But it would be October 17th. Now, that being said, that's not necessarily what's going to happen, and in fact usually isn't what happens. You don't file the paperwork, the party gets served, and it's automatic that you're divorced. You're not divorced until the judge enters a judgment saying that you're divorced. So someone comes into the office, they file a petition for dissolution, and we go through the litigation process. I can guarantee you, if we're going through litigation, they're not going to be divorced in 6 months. Mm. And I don't make guarantees, but that's how sure I am.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to go through mediation or collaboration, the parties have more control. And I will tell you that in my mediated cases, as a general rule, we're through the divorce process. Everything's been filed with the court. We have our entire agreement. It's been filed with the court, and all we're waiting for then is for the time to tick with regard to the entry of the judgment date. So we could submit the paperwork, and hopefully I'm not talking Greek here, but we can submit the paperwork to the court.
Right.
And it would be 3 months. They'll come in today. We'll get the paperwork out within the next couple of weeks. Within about 30 days, everything's been filed with the court. Everything's done. There's nothing more for them to do. They just aren't going to be divorced until October.
Still have to wait.
But that's not going to happen in litigation. You're talking 2 to 3 years is not unusual
really?
To get through the system. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's bad. And it's getting worse. Our judges are overworked. The judges are looking for alternatives to litigation, and they're embracing mediation and collaboration.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, we have talked about that. Did we post the programs on your website yet? Do you know?
You know what? I don't think I've done that.
All right. Well, I know it's in the process. Mm-hmm. We're trying to do that. And folks, I want to point that out because there are programs that deal specifically with what mediation is and what collaboration is, how it's different from litigation. And you can go to Pam's website soon and be able to pull those programs up and listen to that. Or you can make a phone call and they'll be happy to give you information on that. Okay, so that's one of them. Now, another one is, what's this going to cost?
That is another big question.
Now, I can tell you how I answer that when I'm in my business, and it's absolutely a true statement. Someone will call me and say, I want to advertise on this radio station. What's it going to cost? And my answer is, that depends.
Well, and that's exactly what I say. I can't even begin to imagine how much it's going to cost because of the fact that we don't know what the opposing party is going to do.
Right. There's variables there.
There's a lot of variables. Are we going to be fighting over the silverware? By the way, I don't let my clients fight over the silverware. Mm-hmm. I made that mistake early on when I was first practicing family law and didn't know what I was doing. It was terrible. They were fighting over, I kid you not, the silverware, and the costs became prohibitive.
Yeah.
So if you're getting into those types of things, it's going to cost more. If you're dealing with the children, sometimes it's going to cost more. You've got costs outside of the legal fees. You might have an expert witness that needs to be retained because of the custody issues, or maybe there's a business involved. I don't know who the other party's going to hire. There are firms that are going to litigate the case no matter what. They're not going to settle the case. They may settle it on the courtroom steps, but they're going to litigate. That's their reputation. That's what they're going to go with. They're not even going to consider any other options. On the other hand, there's other attorneys that recognize that mediation and collaboration and settling cases, you don't have to go through mediation or collaboration to settle, but that settling cases earlier rather than later is always the best way to go, or should be the best way to go. And we will be able to resolve cases, and then we do it relatively inexpensively. But ultimately, can I say that it's going to be $5,000, $20,000, $30,000? I can't tell you, but I can tell you if it's litigated, you're probably guaranteed to spend at least $30,000, if not more.
And from our early discussions, I know that if you have your druthers, litigation is not the way you would prefer.
Absolutely.
To have things go. Mediation or collaboration would be preferable.
Absolutely. And there's where you're going to save your money.
Yeah.
And get through your life, get through the divorce process in a much kinder, gentler way, the best you can.
Folks, that's going to wrap up this show this week. Boy, this went quick, Pam.
It did.
If you or someone you know is contemplating or facing a divorce and need some help, Pam and her team at the law offices of Edward Swift & Associates are there to help. The number to reach Pam is 909-606-0101. Again, that's 909-606-0101. I want to thank you for listening. Hope you'll tune in next week for another edition of Divorce Counsel with Attorney Pam Swift. Pam, we'll see you then.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you for listening to Divorce Counsel with Attorney Pamela Edwards Swift. For more information about today's program or other questions, please call Pam at 909-606-0101. That's 909-606-0101. And be sure to tune in next week for another edition of Divorce Counsel with Attorney Pamela Edwards Swift here on 590 KTIE, the talk of the Inland Empire.